MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Robert Luis Ortiz III, 39, of Hobbs, previously pleaded guilty to charges including possession with intent to distribute and being a felon in possession of a firearm, and was sentenced to 26 years in prison. In October of 2023, Lee County Drug Task Force agents stopped a vehicle driven by Ortiz, and a canine alerted law enforcement to narcotics, Ortiz admitting to possessing three firearms and about 3,800 fentanyl pills. Then in November of 2023, agents attempted to stop another vehicle being driven by Ortiz, and he fled from law enforcement into Texas, where he shot at deputies and threw a backpack out of the vehicle. The chase eventually ended when Ortiz crashed. He fled on foot before being taken into custody. Law enforcement was able to recover the backpack, and after a search of it and the vehicle, officers recovered about 10,000 fentanyl pills, more than 827 grams of methamphetamine, and four firearms. Following his release from prison, Ortiz will be subject to 5 years of supervised release. The New Mexico Environment Department and Office of the State Engineer have awarded more than $25.9 million in grant funding to brackish water projects across the state, as it is estimated the state has up to 1.3 trillion gallons of brackish water stored underground statewide. And while brackish water cannot be used directly for drinking or certain agricultural crops without treatment, brackish water treatment units can be used safely for a range of purposes, including manufacturing, cooling, dust control, and cement making, according to state officials. The grant funding comes from part of the $40 million appropriation to support the Strategic Water Supply Program, and the state expects to award an additional $13 million in contracts in the coming months. And on Wednesday, an Eddy County jury unanimously found Damian Vasquez, 38, of Carlsbad, not guilty in the September 2024 stabbing death of 24-year-old Dalton Putman after about an hour of deliberation. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.